Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What's up, y'all? Happy weekend. So excited to be spending another fabulous Saturday here with you all. This is the Best Bits, Just the Bits, where I basically intro the best segments from the show this week. But I want you guys to go check out part one. That's always my favorite part of doing this podcast. This weekend, I have Scuba Steve on with me. We're sharing some life updates. We're confessing the times that we have called 911, you know, because Lunchbox calls 911. And we're also sharing the most recent time we hated being an adult. Just a lot of fun conversations over there. So be sure to check that out. Without further ado, let's get into it. On the show this week, we shared a story about Kane Brown, who got hit on stage with a boot. This just so happened to be in my hometown of Wichita, Kansas. And my family was there at the concert when this happened. I remember my dad calling me the next morning and telling me everything that went down. And I was like, what is going on? Then it was on TMZ. So shout out Wichita for this story. But Bobby texted Kane to see what really went down and figure out if there was like some confusion or if it was like a bad thing that happened. And Kane texted him back and let him know what really went down. He wanted to clear up all the confusion of this boot getting thrown on stage and hitting him in the crotch.
Number seven.
I got a message back from Kane Brown because I texted him early this morning and was like, hey, why did that boot come flying at you on stage at your concert and hit you right in your man junk? And he said, according to Kane, because I thought there's no way that someone was angry and just chunked that boot at him. He said, I told her I would sign it to wait 1 second and I turned my back. Once I turned around, she threw it and I hit the highest note of my life.
Oh, we heard it.
Yeah. I thought it was something like that. Like he probably had an agreement to do it. Like, just chunked it up there.
He did go.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
The show shared some opinions they have this week, but not just any opinions. They shared their opinions on something small, like very passionately how they feel strongly about something that is probably so irrelevant to most people. So this is what this whole segment is about, is them confessing their very strong opinions on something small.
Number six.
It's rare to see Movie Mike get upset about something. Mike D never gets mad. He's just quiet the whole time. Quiet Mike, Movie Mike. So what are you upset about?
They are remaking Moana. The movie came out in 2016. In 2023, they're going to do a live-action remake.
Is it really a straight remake, though, if it's with live action?
It's a straight remake. They're going to make the exact same story, but with The Rock in it as himself.
Well, I feel like it's different enough as live action, though. I've never seen Moana.
Moana's great.
Good movie.
What's great the song movie. From it?
How Far I'll Go.
Yeah, I couldn't sing that to
no
you.
No one knows how far I go.
And then have you ever heard, what can
Wait,
I say?
Hold on, what was that next part you did?
Oh, I know that part, yeah.
Yeah, that song. Is that the one that is The Rock's voice in it?
Yeah, he plays Maui.
Okay, so who are they using as humans?
Well, so far they just have The Rock.
Oh, he's going to be in it too? Playing the same person?
Probably the same person, and the girl who was the voice of Moana is going to be in it too, but probably is not the right age to play Moana.
Why are you so mad?
Because it hasn't even been 10 years. It's been 7 years since the original one came out. I think you cannot make a movie, a remake, until at least 20 years.
I just feel like the humans don't make it different.
Yeah,
than
I feel like it's a play.
I feel like it's...
But Disney is remaking everything right now.
Yeah,
they
must.
Any big movie they have, they got to remake it.
Remaking that money, dude.
In 7 years? Yeah. It's insane.
Okay, he has a very strong opinion on this.
Yeah.
I really don't have a strong opinion on this. But what is your strongest opinion about a very small issue? Eddie.
Leave Justin Haley Bieber alone, please. Like, seriously. Like, I want them to succeed. And if the paparazzi and everyone starts taking video of them at a concert, oh, Justin was crying.
You see Coachella when she, yeah.
Yes. Crying, oh, yeah. They're fighting again. Like, guys, we want their relationship to last. Just because they're famous doesn't mean we need to be all up in their business. Stop. Get back into your life and your issues. Leave Justin and Haley alone.
Just them specifically. Not every celebrity couple. Just those two?
Mostly them.
Okay, those two. My first one is songs with sirens in them should not be played on the radio.
Oh, for sure.
You know how annoying it is if there's a siren or something that sounds like a cop car or ambulance and it's in a song? You're like, oh, God, where is it? No more. They have radio edits of songs with bad words. Then they have radio edits of songs that have sirens in them. Mm-hmm. So that's my first one. Lunchbox, yours?
It's easy. Quit asking for tips everywhere we go. It is so annoying. Anywhere you go to buy something, you want to tip me? You go to the gas station. You want to leave a tip? No, I don't want to leave a tip. I'm just getting a Snickers bar. So annoying.
You don't have to leave a tip, though.
I know, but it makes it uncomfortable because you're like, man, I'm not tipping you.
But that's quite the exaggeration. I've never been asked to tip at the gas station for
a second. Oh, they have a little tip jar there.
That's a penny. Leave a penny, take a
that's
penny.
That's for the kids that are sick, dude. That's not a tip for the person that's working the register.
Or like if someone happens to need a penny, you leave it there.
Right.
That's for build a home. That's home for heroes, bro.
Oh, my God.
I ain't leaving anything here. Like stomps out.
I literally pulled up at the drive-thru the other day, and the lady was like, would you like to leave a tip? No, I'm at the drive-thru. Just give me my food.
That's a very strong opinion. Wow. Amy, what's your strong opinion about a small issue?
Mine is that toilet paper should be over, not under. And if I'm at someone's house and they have it under, I'll even take it off and put it on correctly because it should be over.
I wouldn't know if you switched it at our house because I guess I don't care.
I assume anybody putting it under clearly doesn't care. And now I'm going to help them. Because when it's under, it rolls down, and when it's over, it just lays nicely on top and it doesn't hang down.
But what if it's over? If it's over enough, it does.
It rolls back up.
You get it just right.
Leave their toilet paper alone.
No,
Amy.
Under. Trust me.
Hey,
over is
Amy. Leave their toilet paper alone. No.
Over.
Okay, thank you. I have more. If someone cheats with you, they'll cheat on you.
That's not always true.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh,
because they that's it.
Why do you say it's true?
Because if someone cheats with you, if you're like, I met this guy and yeah, we got together. He cheated on his girl to be with me and now we're together. You think all of a sudden you're the queen princess that he's not going to cheat on? He obviously has shown that if the right situation presents itself, he has the ability to do it again. If he cheats with you, he's probably going to cheat on you.
But keyword, probably.
Well, everything's probably in life.
Okay, good.
There are very few universal truths. And most of the universal truths we know at times are proven not to be universal truths at all. But I'm saying, if he cheats on you, name something universal truth, go.
Oh, water is wet.
Water is, what?
Men are better drivers.
Okay. No, that's not.
Anyway. Okay. If you tell me a time to be somewhere, and then that's the agreed upon time, you can't be late. And also, if you tell me a time that's agreed upon, and it's even 2 weeks out, I don't have to check back in with you to say I'm going to be there at that time. We've already agreed to it. Do you know how many times people are like, well, I never heard from you? Well, yeah, because 9 days before we said we were going to meet here at this time, I didn't know I had to come back in and do a progress check.
9 days?
Yeah. Is that a long time?
That's a real long
time. You have to check in, you think?
Because life changes.
Yeah.
Okay, but if it changes, call and say, hey, we're not on anymore. That's the change. The change is that person's not on anymore. You got to call and make the change. Otherwise, it is there. It is set in stone. It is the calendar.
So you don't ever say, hey, we still good for today?
Double checking?
Oh, I mean, how long?
What?
If you go more than 5 days, you got to make sure they're good to go.
We've said it. That's it. Oh. I have a comedy show 3 months out, week of. Hey, guys, theater still good for me to show up? No, we set a date.
That's different.
I'm just saying, but it's all a contract to me. It's a human contract.
Well,
here's another one. Cereal first, then milk. Any other way, you're a stalker psycho killer.
Yeah. Okay, good. Absolutely.
Milk, cereal.
Next one.
Stop.
You should never refer to your pets as fur babies. Creepy, weird.
Love it.
And yeah. It's you just filling a void. I say it.
Fur babies.
Yeah, what, next
hey, what's
up.
The void that you don't have a baby?
No, it could be a baby, could be friends, could be any connection at all.
Gotcha.
You don't use the word literally if you don't mean literally. You don't have to say figuratively, and you can do, hey, man, look at that. He's as big as a mountain. But don't say he's as literally big as a mountain, because mm-hmm. literally actually shifts the whole meaning of that
You would have
sentence.
To literally be that big.
Yes.
But it's part of the sarcasm.
It's not sarcasm, though. You're not being sarcastic mm-hmm. by saying that.
If you,
that's
it,
again.
The
that's like hype, again, hyperbole. Yeah, yeah. Just say, "Dang, look at Eddie. He's gotten as skinny as a beanpole."
Yeah.
Now, if I say that, that's okay. But if I go, "He's literally as skinny as a beanpole," that's factually inaccurate.
Oh my goodness.
He's right about this, Amy.
Yeah, but
I know that he's right about it. But obviously,
finally,
people are
you cannot give more than 100%. That's it. That's the fullness.
Mm-hmm. Not 110.
You can't do 110. You can't do 230. You can't do 1,000%. It is 100%. That's the most maximum you could ever give. 100 all the way filled up. The end. You can't do 101. You can't do 120. It's 100%. That's it. The end. Thank you.
When the Boston girls were in here, what they said that your Opry performance, I said 1 out of 10, and they were like 11, 12. He's amazing. You didn't correct them
because it's not a percentage. It's not 100%.
But it was a 1 out of 10 scale. It can't go over 10.
But I don't care. Mm. They were talking about me, so
but
I don't care.
But that was them saying that you were
no.
Awesome.
I don't care. They were saying I was better than a 10. So why am I going to say girls? I don't like that. I will let that slide. Yes, Eddie.
I have a situation.
Go ahead.
When you're like looking at like stock prices and numbers, they say your return on investment was 110%.
That actually can't happen.
That's accurate.
Though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's,
no, that's not a scale.
Hey, I got you.
No,
that's
oh,
not a
scale. God.
No.
Hey, good work.
I'm actually with Bobby on
that's
this.
That's not a scale. That's that's mathematics.
Yeah. Oh.
If up to 100% is this number, but anything more than 100%, it gets into 105, 110. It can be 300% investment.
I've seen that before.
Just why?
Not with lunchboxes though.
It's just hard rude. Sometimes when you have people on your side and then they go say something like that.
Yes, I know, right? Yeah. Then your buddies turn full idiot. Then you're like, well, great. Now I'm in.
Oh, right.
All right. Everybody good?
Yeah, I gave 110% on that segment.
And no clapping when the airplane lands.
No, it's
unless,
so stupid.
Unless there was like some crazy turbulence and you almost died.
I love doing that, though. It's so much fun.
Also, no jokes from the flight deck, from the pilot, like about, you know, weather or destination.
What kind of flight are you
or
on?
Or trivia.
Yeah. Thank you all. All right. That's it. Small things, we have strong opinions. Mike, sorry about Moana, by the way.
Yeah.
That's what it started with, and all of a sudden we're over here yelling at each other.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
You may know the name K9. He called into our show a while back, and he shared a Bobby Bones Show theme song that he wrote, and we'd play it sometimes at the beginning of our additional show, the post show, and it was like an introduction that was so hype and gave us so much energy. Well, after him calling in and him doing that theme song, we're like, well, why don't you come in studio? Bobby invited him up and K9 flew in and he performed the theme song live. It was such a fun, epic moment to kind of conclude K9, who wrote us this epic theme song.
Number 5, it's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
we met this guy on the phones. He called. I don't remember the first time we ever talked to him, but then he said he was a rapper. His name is K9. Then we talked to him a bunch, and then he made a song for us. Ray, would you play some of our K9 original that we play on the post show sometimes?
Oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby,
oh, Bobby,
oh, Bobby,
oh,
Bobby,
oh, Bobby,
oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby,
the Bobby Bones Show. Intro for Bobby, going hard like I'm aiming, chilling with my boy Box and producer Eddie.
So he made this for us, we played it all the time. And so we were like, dude, if you ever come up to the studio, you ever drive up from Florida, you can stop by. Well, he's here.
Come on.
And we're going to interview K9, who I've never met. I don't even know what he looks like.
There's a picture right in front of you, but that's the first time I've seen
see
it.
No. Yeah. And he's in the green room. So let us talk to our caller, our friend, our rapper, K9.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
K9.
He listens in Vero Beach, Florida on Wave 92.7. Started listening in 2019. He's walking through right now. What up?
Yeah. Come in.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Have a seat right there, K9. Sit. What do you got there?
Man.
Oh, appreciate that.
Really
oh, man, thanks. I appreciate that.
Look at that.
All right. You good?
I'm good, man. I'm nervous, but I'm good.
What's been happening in the last few weeks, few months?
Oh, man, just been working, taking care of my family, working.
Did you drive up here?
No, I flew, and I flew for the first time in 12 years. I was so scared to fly, but I did it. I conquered my fear. I'm here, baby. Let's go.
Okay, that's who we know. That's who we know.
I'm here.
We heard, too, in a few minutes you're going to bring in a hype man. You brought your own hype man with you?
Yeah, hype man Nasty Nate. He's back there. He's been my boy since we were kids, and he's my hype man. Like, if I need a go-to, let's get it, that's my boy.
Like Nasty Nate or Nasty Nate?
Nasty Nate.
Nasty, nasty Nate.
Like, he's nasty.
He's nasty.
Oh, okay.
Like, nasty, like, he didn't smell good? Or, like, he just is, like, nasty because when he whatever he does, like, does it to the furthest level.
Yeah, the second one, yeah. I would say.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to be called, like, Nasty Nate. Or, like, Stinky Sam, or, you know?
But
and can I tell our listeners a little bit about you? So, you're an aspiring rapper?
Yes, sir. I'm an aspiring rapper. I write all types of music, but right now I've been focusing more on, like, country rap, like, hip-hop type stuff. Mm. And honestly, man, I'm looking for an opportunity. I'm not looking for a handout. I'm trying to make it, baby, so let's go. I'm looking for anything I can get right now.
Who inspires you in the country music world that does a bit of what you do or what you're trying to do?
Honestly, I love Jelly Roll. He used to be more of, like, a trap rapper, and now he's doing country, and that's kind of what I'm trying to do because, honestly, I used to live the trap life, and now I'm more of a dad, I would say, and more of a worker. So it kind of doesn't – it's not really, like, what I do anymore. So, like, trap rapping I like to do, but it's not really what I relate to anymore. It's more of working hard and more country stuff, to be honest.
You have a son, right?
Yes, sir.
How old?
He's about to be 3 in June.
Dang, nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I have a beautiful wife. I love her. She's at home right now taking care of my son. I love you, baby.
Oh, hey.
Baby, he loves you.
Yeah.
Hey, so what's your job day to day right now?
Right now, I pretty much just do labor. Like, I get up at 5, I go to work at 6, I work till 2, and it's just fight, grind, repeat, baby.
You getting it? Flexing the chain?
Flexing the chain. You know, I'm a Christian. I love God. I want to thank God for being here.
It looks pretty shiny. Is that real?
Yeah, this is real gold.
Come on. Yep.
It's probably, like, my most expensive thing I have, so.
You break it out often?
No, only special events.
Come on. Yeah. Okay, so, and, you know, you do what you got to do here, but are we going to do the original, the song that he wrote for the show?
Yeah.
Is that the plan?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Do you feel like you can do it?
I feel like I can do it, yeah.
You been practicing?
I've been practicing, yeah.
All right. I want to put you in a weird spot. Like, you knew, right? We knew you were going to play, right?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so, everybody out there, at @K9_Florida. And so, what do you ever call this one? Do you need Nasty Nate in here for this?
Bring him in.
Let's bring in Nasty Nate.
Yeah!
I forgot about Nasty
Let's
Nate.
Let's go, Nasty Nate.
Yeah. Oh, Nate doesn't look that nasty.
Oh, here
That's why he's Nasty Nate.
Nate looks like somebody that's about to make an A- on a geography quiz. what up, Nasty Nate?
How's it going, everybody?
And so you're K9's hype guy.
Yeah, I roll with him.
How'd you guys come together?
We've known each other for years since school. Yeah.
Like, geometry class?
In the neighborhood. Trapping in the neighborhood. You know how it is. Okay. Exora Park.
I have to know, and excuse my ignorance, K9, but I don't know. You said you used to live the trap life and you're trapping.
Do you know what a trap house is?
I don't know what trap life is.
Will you tell her what a trap house
like
is?
Like selling dope, like hitting licks, like.
And that would happen in a like trap that. House. That's where that would all go down.
Well, it's not you don't have to be necessarily in a trap house, but like living the life.
No, but I'm saying that's what a trap house is. That's kind of how it started. That's the root of it. So a trap house is where.
Got it.
Yeah.
I got it, but I don't know what licking lips.
Hitting licks is like stealing.
Okay.
I'm glad you asked.
I'm learning, stuff, Amy. Okay, good. So you're not about that life anymore.
Nah, I ain't been arrested in 5 years, and I've been drug-free 2 years, baby. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Huge.
Nasty Nate, how nasty are you?
Not too nasty.
That's what I like to hear. Good. No, we're not going to be nasty in here.
No.
All right, here. Can they stand up at their mic? Can they take their mic off the stand? Because I want the true K9 and Nasty Nate.
Yeah, you got to give a show, man.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, okay, Scuba Steve's in. Taking the mics down.
Okay.
Boom, got it. Nasty Nate's in his slides.
Yeah, I'm just chilling.
Just chilling, yeah. All right, K9. Camo pants, by the way. He's got a Miami National Championship shirt, 2001. Greatest team ever.
I remember that.
Okay, here we go. Ray, would you just play a little bit so they can hear it in their ears before we start? Can you guys hear this?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah? Turn it up a little bit in your pack. Good? All right, Ray, let's chill for a second. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. K9. Does this song have a name?
Bobby Bones Show Intro.
Love it. K9, K9 and Nasty Nate. Let's Bobby go. Bone Show intro. Let's go.
Get up out your seats. I'm on the Bobby Bone Show.
Yes, sir.
Let's go, baby. The Bobby Bone Show. The Bobby Bone Show.
Let's go.
The Bobby Bone Show. Intro for Bobby. Going hard like I'm aiming. Chilling with my boy Box and producer Eddie. Intro for the show when you know we all ready. M2 and Sizzin chugging seltzer. Scuba Steve. Mike D. The Bobby Bone Show. The Bobby Bone Show.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing. I got a couple things to say. First of all, you nailed it live.
Thank you.
Nailed it live. Nasty Nate, you weren't as nasty as I thought.
Yeah, I'm not one to usually be on camera or anything. Yeah. So I'm a little nervous myself.
Yeah, you running from anything or are you good?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm
just making sure. Because if you're running, you can, I mean, no, you can do it from the hallway.
We can blow him out.
Yeah.
Like I'm good.
That's funny.
An informant. We make his voice deeper and put him out. Okay, I felt good about that. I mean, Nasty. Can I call you Nasty?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nasty. Now, your hype style seems, I don't know, pretty chill. You're like a chill man?
I'm chill, laid back. I'm more or less just here to calm his nerves, help him out a little bit.
Oh, you're like one of those dogs.
A therapy dog.
Support dog, yeah.
You could say that, I guess.
I felt that. What kind of dog would you be, Nasty Nate?
Probably like a German Shepherd.
Nice. Yes. Emotional support.
Yeah.
K9, what is your goal? First of all, it's great to meet you. It's been a long
time.
Nice
to meet you too, Bobby. I'm a big fan.
Thank you very much. What is your goal with this performance? You want somebody to hear you and think what?
I just want someone to hear me and give me a shot, man. I'm looking for my shot. I'm hungrier than Joey Chestnut on the 4th of July, baby. I'm hungry, baby. Mm-hmm. I want to eat it up. I need a record deal. I need something, man. Mm-hmm. I'm sick of working my butt off every day and, you know, making little money. Like, I feel like I'm better than that. So.
Amen, amen. So here's the only advice I would give you from the first song, because this is nerve-wracking. You're in a studio with all of us, all the lights, everything. Yeah. Like, you got to own it just a little bit more. Like, a little more energy. You don't got to jump around or anything, but just, like, a little bit more confidence.
I got you.
You have a song, though? You have an original song?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
I mean, so I have one here. It says audio. It's but it's a bad word in the song. What do you...
We cleaned it up, so it's fine.
Is he doing it live? Or is he just listening to it?
No, this is the recorded version so you can hear it.
Okay, cool. Let me hear a little bit of this.
Just might get a set of goals and drop a mixtape.
Where'd you go, K9?
I had to get my straight. Yeah. Had to make a life change. Feds came to my house trying to investigate. Look at the mess I made. Don't take
the seriously. Dude, you're actually getting better, though. That's crazy. Like, from the first time we talked to you?
Yeah.
We'll call it Ship. He's got to get his ship straight.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
Which we cut, so it kind of it lost a bit. You're getting better. Turn it up some more.
An update. No need to dictate. Things are going great. Got me a clean slate. I ain't chasing bait. Need my pockets overweight. My mind is clear. I just needed a break. Better than ever. The world I've endeavored. Not much of a giver. I'm more of a spreader. Sticking to the basics. No more crazy places. No more court costs or police affidavits. Just might get
a
set.
You're like, no more court costs. You cleaned it up a little bit. Because you got your ship straight. All right. I don't even know what to say here as far as like what you're trying to do while you're here. Like, I know that Jelly Roll's mom listens.
Hey, maybe she'll tell her son, sign me, you know, give me a shot.
And he's probably asleep, but, you know, we know Jelly pretty good. So if Jelly Roll's mom is listening, what would you say to her right now?
Hey, Miss Jelly Roll, it's K9. You know, like I told them, you know, I started from the bottom like Bobby, and I'm trying to make it to the top, baby. So if you can tell Jelly... You know someone that's hungry and is willing to do whatever it takes. I'm that man. I'm K9. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Arr.
And also, if there are anybody, you know, works in a record label, publishing company, and they're looking for something, like what you want to say to them?
Like I said before, I'm hungrier than Joey Chestnut on the 4th of July. So if you know how hungry he gets, I'm hungrier than that. Let's go.
You freestyle at all?
A little bit.
I'm not going to ask you to do that now. But you have a song that... You do whenever you... Do you perform? Do you get to perform at all?
I haven't performed in a while. Yeah.
Do you have any of your songs that you know that you could go a cappella right now?
I was born on the wrong side of the lake. Back in West Kentucky, only a couple teeth missing. Mama, I'm so lucky. Mud course from West Virginia. Singing country roads, living off the land like licking heads of toads. Mountain mama, take me home to the place where I reside. Kick back, drink whiskey, reminisce on who's died. Moonlight, porch light, Bud Light, drunk fights, living with the hangover. We got work at sunrise, sticking to my roots, but I used to be a thug. Hit licks, cook crystal, I used to sell them drugs, but now I'm sticking with my job. Working 9 to 5, pour out some moonshine, both my uncles in pride. Is you with me today? Is you reaching your fate? Do you got what it takes? Are you pushing your weight? Yeah.
Yeah, there he is. All right, we liked it. Okay, here's what I'm gonna say, Kane. First of all, great to meet you. Like, we've had a relationship on the phone for a long time. Are you calling in the show? Yeah. I've always said, if you can get up here, we're going to talk to you. So the fact that you're up here is really cool for me. Like, I like that. So secondly, I'm going to tell you to keep crafting. Because I don't think you're there yet. But I think if you spend more time focused on it, you can get closer to it, which will get somebody closer to you to go, hey, we'd like to give you an opportunity. Because I don't think you're there yet. But I like that. You have a great work ethic. You have a great story. That's two things you really can't replicate.
Right.
So you're going to have to learn to spend a little time getting better at what you're doing, putting it out, release your songs, get on TikTok. Get ready, though. It doesn't matter what you put out. People are going to have good things and bad things to say.
Right.
Get Nate to be a little more nasty. Let Nate nasty it up. But that's it. Like, I'm proud of you for trying and to keep pushing and to stay clean.
Yeah.
Like, step one is... get all the big stuff right, so then you can do everything else. I feel like you've done that. I feel pretty good. Amy, anything you want to say to K9?
Well, yeah. So what's, like, you're leaving here. What's going to be the next thing that you're going to do towards what Bobby said? First thing, go.
I mean, I'm probably going to go to the gym after this. Get a great pump with Nasty Nate. And then honestly probably go home, hug my wife and hug my son. I miss them tremendously. And then probably get to work.
Get a TikTok account.
And you make a TikTok.
On the airplane, you go to TikTok and sign up.
Make an account and be like, all right. And just if you come up with some lines.
Yeah.
You know, drop them there.
I got you.
Do it into the – you're not going to get a response to everything. The engagement's going to be great for everything. But just keep putting it out over and over again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nasty Nate, what are you trying to do? What's so nasty about you?
Nothing much.
You a rapper?
No, not a rapper.
Oh, cool.
No.
You just...
I'm going to school for personal training, so looking to do that.
Do you train him?
I try to, but he doesn't like to take the critique.
That's tough.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to be, K9, you're going to have to be open to other critiques.
No, yeah, definitely.
On this journey.
Definitely.
Well, look, I've had a great time with you guys. Nasty Nate, did he just bring you up here to hang out?
Yeah, I just rode along just to hang out, keep him company, make sure he was good.
But he did whenever he did the song, he's like, Amy, Eddie.
Oh, yeah, no,
like,
yeah.
That's like what I do with the idiots.
Yeah.
Nasty Eddie.
No.
Okay. No, not the same thing.
We don't call you that for the same reason.
Bobby, maybe share with K9 a tip for, like, you suggested.
Hold your mics up, we'll close your mouth, guys. Yeah, there
okay,
you go.
Okay. So you suggested he's got to carve out time during the week to find it with a full-time job, a 3-year-old, a wife. So, like, what's a tip on how he can find that time?
Yeah, first of all, there is no such thing as an excuse, because if you have one, nobody cares. So you can have one, but ain't gonna affect anything. If you got 15 minutes during your lunch break, if you get an hour, take 15. Write a little bit. Keep a notepad on you. Write in your phone. That's what I do all the time. I'm constantly busy doing different things, but if I got an idea, I jot on my phone. So do stuff like that. You get another 15 minutes, turn your phone on, record into it. You got, eventually maybe you can go do like a, if they're having like a local, come out and open mic. Do it there. Get in front of people.
Right.
Be prepared for people to cheer. Be prepared for people to laugh at you. Be prepared for everything, because it's all going to happen. So, but you, nothing's going to happen. Nothing gets started for you until you get started.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yeah.
But I'm proud of you.
No, I appreciate you letting me come up here, man. Like, honestly, this is like something like I feel like would be in a movie. Like, I was a nobody at work. This is the first time I've talked to you when I'm not at work. I'm a nobody at work with a shovel in my hand. I call you. I was like, man, you know, I got to hustle my way, say something interesting. Get through the call center. Then when I get on the phone with Bobby, I'll be like, yeah, I make music. I'm K9. So it happened. Now I'm here. Like, God is real. I was meant to be here. This is awesome. So
my favorite thing about the call center is it's Abby.
Abby.
Yeah. Abby with a phone from like 1993. Thank you, Abby. Over there.
Hey, well, I won Abby over, so I got on.
You want us over too, buddy.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, yeah.
So you guys can follow K9. It's at K9_Florida.
Boy, I know I probably change that too, K9, if you could change it. I mean, it's hard to just say. Could you do like Florida K9? Could you do like, I mean, anytime you got to put an underscore in there, it's just like, what? So work on that too. Okay. Make it easy for people to find you. Yep. Let us know when you change it. But right now it is K9 underscore Florida. And make your TikTok name the exact same thing. Make sure you can have them both. And then just start putting it out there. All right,
yes,
buddy?
Sir. Yes, sir.
All right, there he is. K9, yeah. Everybody. Nice job, buddy. Thank you, thank
you. All right.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Remember back in 2021, Lunchbox stood on a street corner and a tourist bus drove by, and we were trying to figure out if anybody would recognize Lunchbox because he claimed he is so, so famous. Well, nobody did. And after that happened, he still couldn't let go of the fact that he wasn't as famous as he thought. So he put out a top 25 most famous list in Nashville. And of course, he was on that list. It's been a couple years. And a listener wanted an update. He wanted to know what that list looks like today. So Lunchbox shared his updated top 25 most famous people in Nashville list. And I hate to break it to y'all, but Lunchbox himself has moved up the list.
Number four.
This is a voicemail from Ben, who lives in Kansas.
I was watching clips online. I'm watching Lunchbox's most famous 25 in Nashville. And he said it can fluctuate. And we talked about an update. I'd love to get an update of the list and see where he lands. All right. Thanks, y'all.
It's a never-ending story with Lunchbox about how he thinks he's very famous in town. And so he made a list of the top 25 most famous people in Nashville, and he falls somewhere on the list every time. He, according to him, is actually the most famous person on this show as well.
Over now, you, right?
Over all of us.
Yeah, weird.
At least before. I don't know how his new list is. So do you want to do part of the list right now?
Can you start
at 25?
You want to start at 25 or you want to start at 1?
Well, no, I wouldn't want to start at 1 because that's the...
Well, I'm not number 1. I'll tell you that.
No, we didn't think you were number 1.
Okay.
So should we go 25 to like 10? Do the 15 today, top 10 tomorrow? Okay. Go ahead. 25.
Oh, I don't know if that's what you want to do.
Why?
Why?
Okay.
Why?
Fine.
Okay.
I guess we'll see.
He didn't have a why. You say why. He just folds.
Is he not in the top 12?
What do you want to do?
Well, I mean, all right.
Number one. I feel like you're fighting for number one.
No. Because I'm not in the top 10, so, I mean, is it anticlimactic?
Nope.
If we do it now.
No, we know you're not
we're
in the top
good.
10.
Okay. Yeah,
we knew none of us ever thought you would be in the top 10, even your own list.
Yeah. Okay, just making sure.
But to be in the top 25, it's still ridiculous. But go ahead. Okay. Number 25. Let's go number one. I feel like you want to do
that. No, we'll go number 25.
Okay, go. Oh, my God. I'm going to kill you.
Just go.
So we're going 25 to what?
25, go.
To 10.
To Keith Urban. Just go.
Keith Urban.
25, good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Most famous
Keith Urban's at 25.
Mitchell Tenpenny.
Hold on. You think Mitchell Tenpenny is more famous than Keith Urban?
Yeah. He was opening for Luke Combs this weekend, so I didn't see Keith Urban doing it.
Okay. He wouldn't open it for anybody. He's probably do headlining in Vegas.
Didn't see Keith Urban doing anything.
Go ahead. 23. Okay.
Jordan Davis.
Okay.
He's a newcomer to the list.
Oh, nice job, Jordan, making the countdown this week.
Well, congratulations.
22.
Well, I mean, he's had a big year.
Mm-hmm.
He won an award, I think. Bailey Zimmerman.
Oh.
Yep, he's everywhere.
A lot of changing of the guards.
More famous than Keith Urban. It's just I have a problem with Urban at 25, I think. Go ahead.
Number 21, Jelly Roll.
Okay.
Selling out everywhere.
Go ahead.
Number 20, another newcomer, Cody Johnson. Huge star now, right? Would you agree?
Yeah, 19.
19, Kane Brown.
You're still not on this list, and you're telling us you're still coming up?
Yeah.
I mean, we should do this in two parts all today.
Yeah, let's just get this over with, right? Is that what you're thinking?
No, we can wait till tomorrow.
Give me 18.
Number 18. Lunchbox! Let's go!
Woo, 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 woo! I don't know. How does he determine?
Number 18!
So you're more famous in your mind than Kane Brown, Cody Johnson, Jordan Davis, and Keith Urban.
Yeah.
So dumb.
What about you makes you more famous than those guys?
Just my ability, what I do, my talent. People know me, recognize me. It's
what
just,
do you do?
That's a good question.
What is your talent? Yeah, I'm asking you.
I talk on the radio, my humor, my bluntness, my boldness, my ability to talk, to make people feel fun, laugh.
To make people feel fun.
Wow, that's interesting.
Like I put people in a good mood. They hear me every morning.
Yeah.
All right, let's just roll through the rest of these. 17.
Reba McEntire.
She beat you by one.
Oh, yeah.
Close one.
Well, I mean, she hadn't really been doing much lately.
She's on that show on ABC, the drama thing.
Yeah, she's coming out with a book. Well,
but it's not about what they're doing now.
Right,
it's
also
how famous they are.
It's also just general fame.
That's what I'm saying, but they're kind of starting to get forgotten about.
No, they're not. 16.
Garth Brooks.
Okay. 15.
Bobby Bones, newcomer.
Oh,
they're to the list.
I will say, I don't want to have anything to do with this.
You beat Garth, dude.
Or Reba, or no. What? I don't want anything to do with this. I do not
agree Bobby
with
Bones.
This. I would like to remove myself from the list.
No, you can't remove yourself. It's just where you fall.
Okay, 14.
Like, I looked at, Google searches, things that.
14.
Thomas Rhett.
13.
Kenny Chesney.
12.
Dolly Parton.
11.
Lainey Wilson.
The Dolly and Lainey thing I have a problem with.
That's ridiculous.
I think we've already determined.
I have a problem with Dolly.
List is
being behind anybody, I think.
Ridiculous.
Weird.
That's it. We stop till tomorrow.
No, we're gonna keep rolling.
No, we can't. We can't finish.
It ain't worth waiting a day on. 10.
Sam Hunt.
9.
Chris Stapleton.
8.
Jason Aldean.
7.
Miranda Lambert.
By the way, this is Lunchbox's most famous people in Nashville right now. He put himself at number 18.
Yep.
Above, he's more famous in his mind than Kane Brown, Cody Johnson, Jelly Roll, Jordan Davis, Keith Urban. Go ahead. Number 6.
Tim McGraw.
Okay, 5.
Blake Shelton.
I don't mind all these.
I'm nailing it. My list is great.
That's not bad.
I don't mind.
I have not heard any argument on anything.
Well, we're just trying to get it over with. Number 4.
Luke Bryan.
3.
Cary Underwood.
2.
Luke Combs.
1.
Morgan Wallen.
Okay.
Boom.
Oh, there you go.
Good job, dude. Wow.
Where would you disagree?
A lot. It's hard to argue with when you got into
the
top 8.
Pretty much nailed it.
But It's just a weird list.
It's a weird order.
I think Lainey's killing it, but I can't put her in front of Dolly or Garth or Reba. I think Lunchbox doesn't deserve to be on the list, nor does myself.
I mean, who would you put in there? See, that's the thing. It's easy to criticize a list when you can't put that person on there, but then who would you put on?
Yeah, who did you leave out?
Was there anybody that almost made the list?
No, it was tough to come up with 25.
Really?
What a Dierks.
Oh, Dierks Bentley, Faith Hill.
He hadn't been around for a while.
What?
He had a song, Just Go Number 1.
What are you talking about?
Faith Hill. I mean, Is she still here?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's married to Tim, so Tim's here.
And it's fame, right?
Trisha Yearwood. Yeah. Come on.
Eric Church.
I haven't heard from him in a minute.
You haven't?
No.
Darius. No one knows Darius.
I mean, I don't even know where Darius... I think Darius is in South Carolina just hanging out.
Nope, he lives here now.
Oh, see? Yeah. There you go. Didn't know that.
Marin? Did you even think of these people?
Or no, I'm...
Huh.
Didn't think they needed to be on the list.
Okay.
So Lunchbox is at number 18 on the list of the most famous people in Nashville.
Yeah, okay, so...
Did you have the arrow up or arrow down?
Oh, trending, yeah.
My arrow was up.
What were you last time?
I was like 20-something, if I remember.
So what have you done to go up?
Oh, I had an acting debut.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have a single line, and it was a stage play.
And was it an acting debut?
You didn't
act. No, answer my question. You didn't answer my question. You always say I don't answer your question. Was it an acting debut?
Questionable.
No.
Go ahead. It wasn't a debut. You did Friday Night Lights as an extra, and cut your line and dubbed it over with somebody else.
That's true.
Yeah. So, no, it was not an acting debut.
Wait, that's the acting debut he was talking about? I thought he was talking about the...
Well, I forgot about my other acting debut.
What other one?
Bad Out of Hell.
Bad Out of Hell.
That's what I'm talking about. He didn't have a line.
Okay.
And then the other line he had in Friday Night Lights, they cut it.
So, we're talking about both of the, like...
Debuts.
So, for a guy that's funny with his voice, didn't have any voice lines. Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Well, good for you for moving up.
Well, he just... You know what, guys? He makes people feel fun.
Where does, like, Amy and Eddie...
Are we even close?
No.
Oh.
Eddie,
I had an acting debut. No.
What are you saying to Eddie over there?
Top 50?
No, Eddie, you ain't 50. No, relax, dude. 100? Like, no.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
If you did the whole population,
he might make it.
Yeah, okay.
But he just did country artists.
Is anybody in Nashville? Sheryl Crow, he didn't put on there.
Yeah, but okay, Sheryl Crow. What about all the athletes and?
No. Amy, this is like the country music business.
Oh no, but you said Nashville.
Yeah, okay.
Ryan Tannehill.
Okay, if there's country music business, I feel like there's like record label presidents.
People that listen to this show don't know who Ryan Tannehill is.
Some people do.
Amy, if he walked in this room, you would not know who he was. We'd have to tell you it's Ryan Tannehill walking
in here.
That's
true. Amy.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw him at True Food and I was like, I think that's Ryan Tannehill.
Thank you.
And you know him.
I know what.
I don't know.
The guy from Hawaii looks like.
Yeah, but he doesn't play here anymore.
Oh. Marcus Mariota?
Yeah.
I saw
the guy from Hawaii. She doesn't even know his name.
Dan and Shay?
Oh, good one.
Mm. They have to be together to be recognized.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that list.
Wouldn't you agree? Like, if they're separate, it's just like they're just two guys.
I don't think so, no. If they're separate, they'd be just one guy.
No, I'm saying they're just two, like, oh, that's just two dudes. When they're together, it's like, oh, that's Dan and Shay.
Oh.
What about Charles Kelly, Lady A?
No, he has to be with Lady A.
Oh, so they're only together. Got it.
Walker Hayes.
Oh, come on.
Isn't this how this all started with Walker Hayes? Where Lunchbox was like claiming he was more famous than Walker Hayes?
I think so.
That's how this whole thing started, right? Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm done on that, but thank you for your list. We'll check back in a month or so if someone asks for it.
I mean, people can earn their way back up on the list. People can drop off. You just got to... Get out there and do stuff.
I hear you.
I mean, yeah.
I got to go.
I had a couple videos go viral. I mean.
You didn't. Jelly Roll's video went viral of you in it, but you didn't even get credited.
Oh, he's talking about Peyton Manning video.
My Peyton Manning video.
You weren't even in that one.
My voice was. That's probably what made it go viral.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
In another chaotic Lunchbox segment that happened on the show this week, we heard the audio from his 911 call when he saw a reckless driver / drunk driver possibly, and he called 911 to let him know what was going on, and he kept following the driver. Well, we heard the whole call and what went down, and let's just say it's pure chaos.
Number 3.
Last week, Lunchbox told us he again called 911. It's his favorite thing to do. And sometimes we're like, you don't need to call 911 for that. This time, though, we felt like... What you did and why you did it, like, it made sense. So tell the listeners what you did.
So I was leaving a soccer game, and there was a white truck in front of me, and it was swerving all over the road, leaving the roadway, and I was like, okay, this is obviously a drunk driver. So I called 911 to report the drunk driver, thinking, okay, the police will come and woo, woo, pop him, pull him over, cuff him, stuff him, because definitely going to the drunk tank.
And then you followed him a little bit.
I did follow.
Okay, so
I may have gone the opposite direction where my house was, but...
He's also changed his story a couple times where he said he may have passed an exit, but now he's turned around and he's following him completely.
Right. I mean, they may have been going left, and so I went left with them, and then they took an exit, yes.
So when you call 911, that's available for anybody to get. So we have Lunchbox's call to 911 so we can hear it. It's about a minute long, and then Lunchbox has a few things to say afterward, right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Saturday, April 8th, the time is 9:47 p.m.
911, what's your emergency?
Yes, ma'am. I'm driving, and this white truck in front of me is all over the road. I mean, swerving left, right, and I guess not swerving, more drifting lane to lane. We're about to take exit 3, mm-hmm. and we're going to go to the left, so we're going to...
Oh, wait. Are you following him? I don't think you should follow him.
No. Well, I'm not following. This is the way I go home. It's just the same way, and he just happens to be taking the same exit. And we're going to be doing the loop-de-loop.
Sir,
going.
Don't follow him. If you can, just maybe try to get the license plate.
Yeah, man, he's just like this, the red lights. He's stopping at the red lights, but right off the, like when he hits, starts up, he starts swerving over the lane right away. Like, it's just like, oh my gosh.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Don't follow him. And if you can you like get off of the highway now and.
This is just the way I'm going home. Like, this is my way to my house. He just happens to be going the same way.
Okay, I'll let the officers know. All right. Thank you so much for calling.
All right. Bye.
Did you ever give the license plate?
No, because I couldn't get close enough to get the license plate.
And you were lying, though.
Yeah, well, a little bit. But
you were lying. You weren't going the direction you were.
You're right.
Going.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
But here's my thing. I felt like she was just annoyed with me the whole time. I felt like she was just like...
I think she didn't want you to follow him because it could have ended bad for you. Let's say he sees you following him, turns around with a gun and starts to shoot at you, crashes into you. You crash trying to follow him.
And I think she caught you in the lie, too. So she's like, not falling for that.
And also, you couldn't give her the license plate, so you really couldn't help her at all.
No, but I told her, okay, we're exiting 3, exit 3, doing the loop-de-loo, and it's a white truck. I mean, I explained...
You did say loop-de-loo.
Loop-de-loo.
Yeah. And what a loop-de-loo is for people that don't know is when you exit and you circle back.
You
instead of hitting a stoplight, you go underneath the bridge and come back around. Oh. It avoids the stoplight. It's called a loop-de-loo. Mm. Don't know if that's a technical term, but that's what I call it. And I just, like, her tone of voice to me was like, she was annoyed that I called. Like, I'm not supposed to call 911 for that. I don't know, but she didn't seem very like oh, thanks for calling.
You really couldn't give her anything, I think, is her frustration. You couldn't get her the license plate, and you wouldn't stop following him.
I was keeping a safe distance.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't feel like she was annoyed, though, do you?
I just feel like she
could do nothing about it. You didn't give her enough information to do anything.
Yeah, I feel like she was doing her job, but also it's her job to keep other people safe involved. So she was probably just, that's what he's picking up. The vibe from her is like, sir, I...
But like when I'm on...
Stop doing this.
Like when I watch TV, like when I watch those Dateline ones, right? They're like, stay on the phone, don't hang up until an officer arrives. This one, she's like, all right, thanks. And I'm like,
is that for a drunk driver, though?
I don't know.
I think that's like if you're in a closet hiding from burglar, like try to stay on the line.
That makes
intruder.
Yeah.
Like try to stay on so we can save your life because someone's in your house that might kill you. Yeah.
I'm just saying, when I watch TV and they always say, don't hang up. And then she's like, okay, thanks for calling. She's already ready to get off the phone and be like, she's got something, an appointment to be at or something. Like,
maybe she did.
Maybe she had another call.
Eddie, what did you hear there?
I mean, I think that you're right. He had no information for her and she got all the information she could possibly get from Lunchbox. And then it's almost like his prank calls where he just doesn't stop talking.
He starts stammering a lot.
Right. And so she's just like, wrap it up. She's got to send the cops out there, one. And two, she probably has, like, her phone lines are probably ringing for more calls.
Probably somebody in a closet. And she's like, stay on the phone. I got this idiot who's chasing a car.
Yeah. Not chasing. Uh-huh. Not chasing.
Following.
You have no reason to be upset about the call.
Yeah.
After hearing it back. I would be a little more succinct. I would be a little more descriptive than
I was
time.
Trying to, but, like, whenever the guy was swerving, it would make me, I would get, like, just as you're watching it live, you can't not react. So it's like I'm in mid-conversation, and when something happens, you don't know how to describe it because it freaks you out.
It probably freaks you out extra if you have your kids in the car.
Yeah, it probably does.
Did you have your kids in the car? Did you tell us that?
Yeah, I did.
He did? Oh, no.
I told you I was maintaining a
Daddy.
Safe distance.
Why are you chasing the car?
No, they did. They asked me, Dad, why are you calling the police? I was like, they might be sick. They might need a doctor. I didn't know.
Sounds like a lot of lying going on. Okay, you have no reason to be upset.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All good. You made a good call, though. What I would say next time is be a little more prepared and try not to be so reactional to what's happening so you can describe to her what's happening.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. And so next time I should have spikes is what you're saying. Be more prepared.
Spikes?
What do you do? Run ahead of them?
Yeah.
Throw them out there?
Okay.
No, not at all.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Megan Maroney stopped by the studio this week. This was her first time in, and she put on an awesome performance of two of her songs, which you can check out, not on this podcast. We can't play the performances, but you can go to YouTube, Bobby Bones Show, and they're both up there, and they're so great. She also answered listeners' uncomfortable questions, and she talked about the inspiration behind her songwriting. Plus, you get to hear some crazy thing that happened to me recently and why Megan Maroney is kind of involved. So it's just a lot going on here, but I love Megan, and she was so awesome in studio. So here you go. Here is Bobby's interview with Megan Maroney.
Number two. It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
her name is Megan Maroney. You may have heard this song right here, Tennessee Orange.
I met somebody, he's got blue eyes.
Born and raised in Georgia, she was at UGA, studying to be an accountant, and she switched her major to do marketing and music business. And, well, then she started writing songs, and there she found out she loved songwriting. Now she's killing it. Her debut album, Lucky, comes out on May 5th. And let's talk to her now. Here she is.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Megan Maroney.
Megan, how you been?
Great.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
We haven't seen each other since probably like fall of last year. And I feel like since then it's been a rocket ship. You're just crushing it now. Does the last 5-6 months seem like a blur?
100%. Yeah.
I don't even know what day it is today, but we're here and I'm excited.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's when you like are starting to make it, when it's so blurry you can't even see what it is.
Yeah.
But you're blowing up. New album about to hit as well. Every time I look on Instagram, somebody's like, you know, got some Megan Maroney tea that I've already heard three times. That everybody just keeps posting it because they know people are like searching for your name and hashtags and stuff.
Yeah.
So congratulations on all that.
Thank you so much.
How has Tennessee Orange been when you play it live? Does everybody just sing it like crazy?
Yeah, I played my first festival this weekend, which was Tortuga. And I played the next From Nashville stage. I think that's what it's called. And it was insane. It was the loudest I've ever heard people sing it. So it's awesome.
Would you, for the sake of this show here, would you give us some Tennessee Orange? This is how, a long time ago, I was flipping through social media. I mean, last fall, before that. And I was like, dang, this song's really good. Let's get Megan. She came over. We did an hour-long Bobbycast. And from that, now I think it's like 13 this week on the chart and still flying up the chart. So here it is, the song that kind of started it all, this version of you. Here is Megan Maroney, Tennessee Orange. Nice, Megan Maroney. You sound great. I have a lot of things to talk about with that in that song specifically. Number one, to be known by people for Tennessee, it's got to be weird when you're such a Georgia Bulldog fan.
100%.
Because if you don't just listen, if you have to listen to every part of the song to even know really what you're saying, because I bet you a lot of people just think you're a huge Tennessee fan.
Yeah.
And you got to be like, I ain't.
Yeah, no, not at all.
And your whole Bulldog contingent, they're like, what's, we can write us a Bulldog song now or what?
Actually, in one of my songs on my record, God Plays a Gibson, I'm talking about God, and I say this year it's pretty clear he's a Georgia Bulldogs fan.
Okay, you still get those in there.
So we're still plugging Georgia.
I was looking at the calendar. Tonight's the 21st, and you'll be in Knoxville. You're going to play that song in Knoxville where they're all crazy Tennessee fans, where our show's on in Knoxville, too. Like, they're probably going to sing that back louder than any version of a crowd you've ever seen in your whole life.
Yeah, I've never played in Knoxville, so.
They're nuts.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I go over there, and they sing Rocky Top the whole time, and they beat us most of the time. They're nuts because they're just a very passionate group, which I can respect.
Right.
And they're gonna be foaming at the mouth for that song. You just play the first, middle, and the end.
I am wearing a Tennessee jersey there. So.
Which leads me to a different thing. My wife and I are both rabid fans. Me, Arkansas Razorbacks, her Oklahoma Sooners. Neither one of us will wear the other people's still. And we've been married almost 2 years at this point.
That's fair.
I will never wear Oklahoma Red or OU, and she will never wear Arkansas. So the fact that you could even sing that song, like, I commend you.
No one a true love sports. Song, if you will.
That is a true love song. By the way, Megan will be in Knoxville tonight, Eddie's Attic in Georgia, out in Decatur, which is out near Atlanta, tomorrow night. And then Fayetteville, Arkansas, you kind of, you know, my neck, next weekend, the 27th, and Hattiesburg, Mississippi on the 28th on the Pistol Made of Roses tour. The Pistol Made of Roses, where did that come from?
So that's a line in my song, I Love Me, which is on the EP. It just says, I'm a pistol made of roses. I don't keep up with the Joneses.
Oh, cool. It's got a rhyme on it, too.
Yeah.
see what she did there?
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Megan Maroney.
Megan, I had a question for you. Your record comes out May 5th. It's called Lucky. You just put out Girl in the Mirror, which we're going to talk about in a second. But there's a song called I'm Not Pretty that's on the record. Will you explain kind of the premise of I'm Not Pretty?
Yes. Okay. So I kind of laid out in the lyrics, but what had happened was it was like 2 a.m. I'm awake, and so was my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend. She accidentally liked a photo from 2016 from Panama City. Dang. And I'm sure she thought it's 2 a.m. There's no way she saw it. But obviously, not only did I see it, I wrote a whole song about it. So I just thought it was funny because it was 2022 then. I'm like, 2016 was a long time ago. Why are you digging that deep? It's got to be like she's trying to dig up something or something. Got to be right.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's just a lighthearted song about that situation.
It doesn't feel very lighthearted, I'll be honest with you. I've heard lighthearted songs, you know? Let me play a clip of that, and I want to get into something specifically about that. Here is a little bit of I'm Not Pretty.
Somewhere out there, my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend scrolling through my Instagram.
So, Morgan, I don't know if you know Morgan here. This is Morgan, Megan, Morgan,
hello.
Morgan, Megan. So, Morgan, this recently happened to you, kind of?
Yeah, I'm straight up living this song. My ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend and her friend, although not subtly, have been, like, trying to troll me in my DMs.
Oh, perfect.
As themselves?
As themselves. Like, you can click on their profile and it's them.
Yeah, we checked them out.
Well, I thought they had, like, a...
Usually it's the dog Instagram or something.
Yeah.
I think.
Like a burner that they've...
Nope. And it must have been bad because then I got blocked by my ex on Instagram. I was like, something happened. Something
what were they saying
down.
To you?
They were telling me that I need to fix my hair and I look fake and I'm very basic.
Oh my gosh.
Why would they do it under their own name? I'm not even like, why would they do that? I'm like, why would they do that with their own accounts?
Yeah. Oh, just like straight up. I don't know if they just had, you know, no filter with everything and they just didn't care.
Drunk maybe? Was it late? Was it late?
No, it was like 8 o'clock.
Maybe on really a Thursday. Drunk then. Then maybe really drunk, 8 a.m. So what did you do? Did you respond to them?
I haven't, but I thought about it because I listened to Megan's song. It became, after this happened, your song went on repeat. I was like, this is my life right now.
Should have posted it on your story and tagged them. Right? They want to be bold.
And only it's only their tag. Like, that's only it. Just those two.
I may do that now. That may be the response. Oof. I have to
you
get.
Can blame me.
All like because of Megan.
Megan said to do it.
In your songwriting, Megan, I feel like you and Luke Combs is somebody who does this really well. Like, Luke Combs knows who he's singing to and about and why he's singing to them and about them and for them. I feel like you do this as well. Like, you know who you're singing to, you know what you're singing about, and you know why you're singing it to them. When you're writing songs, you're like, this is exactly where I want to go because they will know. They'll feel it. Like, this, you know, most of it feels like it's like, you know, women 20, 30s. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel that. Do you feel like that's accurate at all?
Yeah, definitely. I think, and like when I'm writing songs like this, I went through that situation and I'm like, what would make me feel better? And I'm like taking this and having this song that makes girls feel confident. And it's like, it happens to everybody. So everybody gets it. And it's just like, I could have gotten mad and said something, but I'm like, instead, I'm just going to write this. And
which is like a bigger investment that pays off right. Far greater, far yes. Later.
Yeah. Yes.
One of my dear friends is Christian Bush, who is one half of Sugarland. And so how do you know Christian, and how did that get you here?
So I went to UGA. Obviously, I made that my whole personality. But I was an intern for him in the music business program. So him and his brother, I was a publishing intern.
In Georgia, in Atlanta?
In Georgia, yeah. In Atlanta. Yeah, I'd have to drive from Athens to Atlanta. And I didn't really say anything about I wasn't an aspiring songwriter because at that time I had written like 2 songs. So I didn't really say anything. And then once I moved, he had reached out and asked how everything was going and stuff. And then he offered to help. So it's just.
That's crazy.
From then, yeah.
You didn't even tell him.
Well, I walked in and I saw a Grammy on the wall and I was like, okay, I'm not an aspiring songwriter. Like, I'm an intern and I'm going to go get your coffee now.
When you won the CMT award, did you have a speech planned already?
No.
You didn't?
No. I was so scared. I was so scared. I didn't even, when I got off stage, I was like, did I just speak English? I have no idea.
So you did not think you were going to win at all, so you didn't even think about a speech?
No.
Were you watching the mouth where they go, meh? Like, because you always know when the first, like, syllable, I do anyway, I'm watching like that. They can say Bobby, when they go claw, I'm like, dang it, wasn't me.
Well, yeah, the only reason I knew is because my manager was sitting next to me and she got up and was jumping and screaming. I
you
couldn't
didn't even hear
anything.
Your name?
I was just like, It feels like a blur, really. And when I saw videos from like my friend's perspective, there were cameras like in front of my face the whole time. I don't know how I didn't see them. You know, like they were ready to get my reaction. And I was like, how did I miss that?
They're literally right in front of her, the only person, and she didn't see them.
I think I was a little starstruck by Parker McCollum, honestly.
That's funny. And now,
I hadn't met him yet.
How would you do it differently now if you knew you go into the awards, you're going to win. Hey, Megan, you're going to win, so we need you to be prepared. What would you do differently up on stage in your speech?
I wouldn't say holy crap because I did say that and that's embarrassing. But and also I like said something about my mom and her like driving me through the night, but I didn't explain that well. So everyone thought that my mom drove me to the CMT Awards overnight, but it was to the music. I couldn't think straight, so I'm surprised they even like said words.
Megan Maroney is here. If you don't mind, would you, because Lucky comes out on May 5th, and I mean, so you've already got 4 songs out, right? Tennessee Orange, I'm Not Pretty, Lucky, Girl in the Mirror, right? Mm-hmm. Those are the 4. Girl in the Mirror just came out. Would you give us a little bit of Girl in the Mirror? Is that cool?
Yes.
All right, here she is, Megan Maroney. This is Girl in the Mirror, Bobby Bones Show. Megan Maroney, great job. You're a crazy good songwriter, you know? You're a crazy good songwriter. We get to see everybody, the best of the best, the giants in the land of giants, and still, like, something about your songwriting. It's special. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's really good. Obviously, you're a great singer, but it's like a lot of people can sing, but it's like, how do you take your message and make sure it resonates in a way that, and listen, I'm not a girl in the mirror. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I feel that. I get it. So really, like, I know you're celebrated a lot now. I get it. And you should be, but it's powerful stuff. You're a really great songwriter.
Thank you.
So it's also not my first time to hear you. But look, it's awesome. I'm glad you came by.
Thank you for having me.
She's doing her Pistol Made of Roses tour. We talked about a lot of those early shows. And then she's in Geneva, Alabama on the 29th. But again, tonight in Knoxville, all my Knoxville listeners, everybody out there, if there are any tickets left, I don't even know that there are. There probably aren't. A lot of these shows are sold out. But go. It's worth buying the scalper tickets. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know.
I don't think it is. I think people are saying they're hundreds of dollars. Yeah, don't do that, honestly.
Do you want to do... Let's do the awkward questions from listeners real quick. Five questions. Who's the most famous person that follows Megan Maroney on Instagram?
Most famous?
She's looking at somebody for help. It's like Family
I'm
Feud.
Trying to phone
Stefani. Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani, yes.
Follows you on Instagram.
Yes.
Boom.
What the heck?
What the heck is right? How did you not get that? Okay, here we go. Next. Who is the... I heard her room yelling, Gwen Stefani! Who is the last celebrity to DM you? Guy or girl, doesn't matter. Blue check mark. We'll call it a blue check mark.
God.
We have a
can we phone
line to your room here. The Old Dominion guys. Was.
Oh, yeah. Matt Ramsey just called me. So.
Well, you know, we'll count it.
We'll count it.
Does Megan Maroney get clothes for free?
Yes.
Isn't it the best part?
Oh, yes. Wow. Yeah. These boots are free.
Oh, I was going to say those are so cute.
Yes.
And this vest. Yeah, I paid for the jeans, though.
Does Megan Maroney dye her hair?
Of course.
And finally, does Megan Maroney fabricate stories about exes to have better stories about her songs?
Fabricate stories about her exes.
To have better stories about her songs. For her songs, I think they meant.
I think as a songwriter, obviously not every single line is going to be true, but the core of these stories that I tell are true.
I love it. There she is. Isn't she great?
Yes.
Let's be honest. Isn't she great? The record comes out May 5th. It's the debut album, but full album. We already have some good stuff. But the full album is coming out, and you guys check it out. We'll talk about it the day it comes out, but it's called Lucky. And that's it. Congrats on everything.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll see you when the world spins back around, and you're back around. There she is, Megan Maroney, everybody. Back in a minute.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. Show. With Morgan, number two.
This unfortunately comes in at the number one spot for the sake of Amy, is why I'm saying unfortunately. She was mistaken as Bobby's wife, Caitlin's mom. I know, kind of confusing. Bobby's wife, Caitlin, and Amy were out running some errands, and somebody thought that Amy was her mom. It was a whole situation. Amy was still pretty upset with it when she came into the show and talked about it. The guys are still giving her a hard time for all of this. So you can hear the story and the jokes that are probably going to come from this for months to come. So this is the bit you need to listen to this week.
Number one.
This is an awkward story, so I'll just let you kind of run with it. Where were you? What were you doing?
We were running errands, and I was with Caitlin, your wife, who's... You know, you're 40, what, three?
Three now.
Now? Yeah. And she's 31?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, thought so. Okay, so I'm about your age. I'm 42. Where do I start?
You should just say it.
Okay, so we've been asked this before. Like,
You should just say it and then get to all the secondary stuff later.
A guy says, and my son, Stevenson, he's with us. We're just standing there. Oh, are y'all related? And I was like, no, thinking we've gotten that before, like her sisters, whatever. Thought that's where maybe it would go. He said, oh, I thought that you were her mom.
Oh, no. Wow.
Has anybody ever thought that you were her dad?
No.
Exactly.
Oh.
So like.
Well, they're holding hands or something. I mean.
How?
And also, let's be honest. I wear big glasses. And it covers up like my any aging in my eyes. It kind of covers up. So I got a little mask. But go ahead.
So of course we're like, what? And then, you know, Caitlin tries to like help me out. She's like, oh my gosh, no, you would have had me when you were like 11 or something. He goes, oh yeah. Yeah, you would have had to give birth to her when you were 2. And I was like, nice
recovery.
So now he's trying
to recover. Okay,
2?
Okay, yeah. Well, my mom did get pregnant at 15 with me.
So yeah.
It's not crazy. I mean,
wow,
it sucks.
Wow.
Right.
Oh,
I know.
Amy.
I still am like, I don't know. I don't know why he would say that. He was like my age too. He was like our age. And he I don't get it. I don't know if he's trying to be funny or if he was being for real, but it just was like not, it did not, it still doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't.
It still hurts, doesn't it, Amy?
It
still hurts. I can
very
hear
much
your
voice. So. Caitlin sent me a text later. She's like, he's blind. You know, like China is like somehow he's got to be. And I'm like, yeah.
So what do you guys think about that?
Know.
Why do you think he said that?
It's easy.
Go ahead.
He was hitting on Caitlin. He was trying to tell Caitlin, man, you look hot. You look young and hot.
So why does he need to make me feel like
yeah,
like
he made collateral damage. Yeah, he's like, hey, sorry. Right.
Insult a friend so you can get the friend. That never works.
Hey, it's what he was doing. He was looking at Caitlin saying, hey, she's the hottie. I'm going for her. Her friend's going to have to kick rocks.
I think he has it mixed up. I think he was after Amy. And he was like, hey, you're the mom. You're a mommy hottie. You
like you look like a young mom.
Yes.
If you're the mom.
That's exactly what he was doing.
I had not thought of that mommy hottie angle.
Mommy hottie.
How long have you thought about this a lot since then?
Yeah. Multiple times a day.
How does it make you feel?
Old. I don't know what else to say. I texted my face person. Right after
face person,
like, I need a
plastic surgery.
No.
Oh no, like facelift.
No.
Oh man,
what? No.
Like I need a new face.
Or what is it called?
No, I jokingly sent a text like I might need some more of that cream.
So then, what's
anti-aging?
But not really joking, because if you sent it to her, she wouldn't even know the story. So,
Oh no, I sent in a group text because we all know the same people, and I sent a group text and I said, "Well, someone just said I was Caitlin's mom, so gonna need some help." So
this is what I would say to you. Mm-hmm. I would say don't let one person's confusion, inability to go up and talk to two attractive women.
I mean,
have this much dominance over your days.
Okay.
If it happened like 3 times in 3 months, I'd say still it doesn't matter, but at least you would know that they actually meant it. This guy was probably just trying to think of something to say. And he's like, oh, gosh, I don't even...
Stop it. Are y'all related? We say no. Stop there.
I hear you. We say dumb things as guys, not even to women, to anybody, all the time, trying to be funny. I think he just missed. I think he was trying to...
I wish I could find this person and see if he was trying to be funny or if he really thought I was her mom. Mm-hmm. I just can't imagine a place in which someone that I'm 10 years apart from, basically... That I
shrinking that
look
age,
like their
you.
Mom.
I mean, you're shrinking that
age.
11. Shrinking
11. Yeah. 11, fine. 10 and a half.
Man, that cut deep. It cut deep. I can hear it in Amy's voice.
Oh, she's
okay, let's really, just say.
Amy, if you want to make you feel better, we can go on the street and we can ask people, how old do you think she is? And
I don't mind
we'll do
my age.
We'll
no, 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 no.
That's
no.
a funny
no
bit. That way we give her a lot of confidence.
Exactly. It'll boost her.
That's a great bit. Yeah. Do you want to do that?
So here's the thing. I love being 42. I don't mind it. I don't mind getting older. It's just... I've never, ever, ever been asked if I'm the mom of one of my friends. Mm-hmm. Like, ever. So that was
It is a younger friend, though, Amy. Younger.
Yeah, younger. You know
what I mean? But not significantly younger.
A whole decade. That's a long time.
She's not so young that my friend Bobby can't be married to her. I mean, that's the point. Like, she's not, you know...
I'm a dude.
Whatever. Okay, this is... I'm gonna.
She's hurting.
I would like to find this man. I remember what he looks like. I don't think I'll ever forget it.
Bring him in as a guest.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
And maybe just say, hey, what?
Well, he's gonna say the right thing now. Yeah. But Lunchbox had a great idea for a bit. We take you out with him, and that he goes, guess her age. If you get it right, you win a dollar.
Okay, what range do you think I'll get? Like anywhere from
25 to 28.
To 50.
Oh, smart.
Clearly.
Smart.
25 to 28.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry that happened to you. Don't give one person that much power over you.
You know how it's like you say sometimes nobody knows the colors. Like we can't see. We have no idea if we're seeing the same color blue or red or whatever.
Age is different though.
What if he has one of those filters where he sees people as like way old?
He's probably just dumb. Just idiot. Just let it go. Water
You're
under
good,
the bridge.
Amy.
You're good. Good.
You're good.
I at this moment I have released it. I've let it go. I'm no longer.
I don't feel like that's true at all.
It's not
0% true.
But I do. I don't want people to misunderstand the fact that I love my. I'm looking forward to my 40s. I love aging. It's fine.
Kind of bullcrap, guys.
You love it.
No, I do.
No one loves it.
I don't love it.
Well,
all good. All good.
This is.
Wipe your hands. You're done. There you go. Right?
Yeah. You're good. Yeah. You look great, Amy.
Let's move on. You look great.
And young.
And, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Really.
Somebody card her. Make sure she can be in here.
Stop.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
All right, y'all. That's it for me this weekend. I've been excited to hang out with y'all again on another awesome Saturday or Sunday, whenever you choose to hang out with me. Be sure again to check out Best Bits Part 1 with Scuba Steve. This weekend, we also shared our strong opinions that we have on something small and mysteries we may have going on in our lives. So just a lot of fun stuff over there. Scuba's looking at me like, what? Yeah, even it's a tease for him. So I love y'all. Make sure you follow the show at Bobby Bones Show on all the things, and me at Web Girl Morgan also on all the things. Literally, I can't keep up these days, but they're all there. And I hope this weekend is a fun, safe, wonderful one for y'all. I'll see you later. Bye.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.